President Donald Trump opened the cabinet meeting by boasting of the Tuesday primary election victory of his chosen candidate for Texas Senator Ken Paxton.
But last night was very, very powerful. So I'm thrilled to welcome everyone to the 12th cabinet meeting of our administration, and we're doing something that no administration's ever done. We're always letting the press join us because we're very open and transparent. You like the word transparent, but we're more transparent than any administration in history. No, to the best of my knowledge, press has never been invited ever to a cabinet meeting for any reason at all.
As with previous televised Trump cabinet meetings, there was the now traditional round robin of cabinet secretaries heaping praise on the president for the war on Iran, Venezuela, fraud prosecutions, and oil lease revenues. Kelly Loeffler is administrator of the Small Business Administration.
Mr. President, you have made us a nation of builders again. You're leading us to the greatest economy that the world has ever known. And I see that every week as I travel this country, main streets across dozens of states, from Alaska to Maine. I've been in many of those states two or three times. I hear it everywhere I go. Please thank the president for putting us back on track. They thank you. They love you.
At this meeting, the praise was not one way. Trump had kind words for his Secretary of Defense, although he prefers a different title.
The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, Central Casting. He loves war. I don't know. I guess he's a good man, Ellen.
Trump also praised outgoing Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, praising what he considers her accomplishments, such as cutting staff by 40% and preventing terrorists and cartel members from entering the country.
She exposed mountains of evidence related to the Russia hoax, one of the probably the greatest hoax in the history of our country. Although, when you look at the fraud coming out, there's a lot of them. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of them, but the Russia hoax, a great hoax, a very dangerous hoax, too, and revoked security clearances of officials involved.
He also praised her for declassifying documents on the JFK and RFK assassinations, and Trump is promising more declassified documents to come on another topic.
We're now releasing a lot of things having to do with space, you know. People are very interested in it. It actually became the number one topic. We're releasing a lot of information having to do with extraterrestrial things.
Trump touched on a variety of issues, boasting about the stock market, tariffs, and falling murder rates. He also talked about discounted drug prices, saying that alone should win him the midterm elections. He also blasted some of his favorite targets, former Presidents Joe Biden and Barack Obama, and so-called radical left Democrats. During a discussion of alleged fraud, he also had some incendiary words about a group he's targeted before, Somali migrants in Minnesota. This time, he added in Somali-American citizen and progressive Democratic Senator Ilhan Omar.
The Somalians, what they've done to Minnesota, the Somalians, crooked as hell. Ilhan Omar, crooked as hell. They're all crooks. And we got them. We got them. Now we're putting the clamps on.
He also made some unsubstantiated claims about people who protest against the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. This came when a reporter asked him about protests at the privately run Delaney Hall Migrant Detention Center in New Jersey, where ICE agents on Monday pepper-sprayed protesters and a U.S. senator.
About ICE?
Yes.
Or about NICE, as I call it, NICE. The NICE facility. I'd love to change the name, call it NICE. They do a great job. And it's all paid for protesters. You know, you can see by the signs. The signs are all made by the same beautiful factory. It's a printing plant. In fact, I'm thinking about using it. They do such a nice job. These aren't protesters. These people are fake. They're all paid for.
Trump also spent 10 minutes talking about his plan to renovate the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool. But the big issue of the day, of course, continues to be the war on Iran.
I don't call it a war. I call it a conflict.
And Trump thinks it's going well.
We don't need oil, we don't need the Straits, we don't need anything.
He gave his assessment of negotiations with Iran. It has not changed much since the start of the conflict.
Everything's gone and they're negotiating on fumes. But we'll see what happens. Maybe we have to go back and finish it, maybe we don't.
He says Iran is feeling the pressure to negotiate, while Trump is not, despite the upcoming midterm elections.
They thought they were going to outweigh me. You know, we'll outweigh him. He's got the midterms. I don't care about the midterms. Look what happened last night. That was the prelude to the midterms.
Trump rejected Iran's plan to charge a fee on ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz. And he had a warning for the Gulf Coast nation of Oman, which has been in talks with Iran over the plan.
The strait's going to be open to everybody. It's,
and who would control
it? It's international waters. Nobody's going to control it. We're going to watch over it. We'll watch over it. But nobody's going to control it. That's part of the negotiation that we have. They would like to control it. Nobody's going to control it. It's international waters, and Oman will behave just like everybody else, so we'll have to blow them up.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth had an announcement of his own, a military escalation, but on a different front, namely Washington, D.C., where Hegseth says he'll surge the National Guard this summer. Secretary of State Marco Rubio also weighed in on a different subject, Cuba. Although his remarks may say more about his own ideological mindset than they do about what's happening in Cuba.
Cuba's in a lot of trouble because, unfortunately for them, it's run by a bunch of incompetent communists. And being communist is bad. Being an incompetent communist is like the worst.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.